This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And if you have not heard, when you woke up this morning, Donald J. Trump was still your president. No matter how hard they tried, they huffed and they puffed and they tried to blow the house down. But the bottom line is it acquitted, wasn't even a close vote. They had to get to 2/3 majority, and they never even got there. Acquittal was 52 and 53 against. Mitt Romney filing the only vote for a Republican to make it bipartisan. That's their thing. Oh, it's a bipartisan vote for impeachment, for removal from office. That's the scandalous, scurrilous Mitt Romney, of course, and he's very consistent. He's not a loyal American. That's in my opinion. I've always said that. Certainly, when we saw him running against Obama, I've held these feelings towards Mr. Romney. Of course, after years of investigation and our teams around with Agenda 21 Radio, we have really got quite a profile on him. So it's not a surprise, really, that he would do something like that. He's beholden to a lot of different people, and that's another story that's yet to come out. But it's coming out about Mitt Romney. Once these stories start to come out, once the information really starts to come out, you'll see what goes on. So they just wanted to hang that little tag on him that he's, you know, was a bipartisan effort to get rid of him. And, of course, it really wasn't. Mitt Romney has not been a supporter of Donald Trump ever, and he's been one of the anti-Trumpers. Now, he has a heck to pay, basically, from what we understand in Utah. We were talking about that over the last couple of days. People are lining up to tee off on him. And some people say, oh, yeah, he did it, it was good, and blah, blah, blah. you know, if you're a Democrat, I guess. Even the Democrats, some of my Democratic friends are not happy at all with this whole impeachment business and have grown. I don't have a big circle of Democratic friends, but I really lean on them for information. I really do. And I ask them, I said, well, what do you think about this? They have grown so tired and angry at this whole impeachment thing, and they can see that what's happened is it's dragging the whole party down. I would say that of the, I'm going to say about 12. I'll have to put on the list. The majority aren't going to vote Democrat. So there you have it. I think, you know, of course, then you have the Iowa cadaver situation. I'm sorry, caucus cadaver situation. Let me get it right. I think they've gotten some the Democrats really look bad on that. So, you know, you take a look at the whole field and everything. It's just not looking good for them. So Donald J. Trump clearly is in the driver's seat for re-election, in my opinion. So like I said, on November 4th, 2020, he will be your president for the next 4 years. There's no question, at least in my mind, about that. Now, that also means, what about all the down-ballot business and all that silly good stuff? It's I think it's going to be a big, big win for everybody all across the United States, even California. We're going to tune in to the live stream that's going on. President Trump is about ready to address the prayer breakfast that they're having. And of course, this has been some. He hasn't been here in a couple of years. Nancy Pelosi got up and gave a prayer. And of course, he's going to be introduced here just very shortly. When he first walked into the prayer meeting, the national prayer meeting, he held up a paper. It said, Trump acquitted. I think it was the Washington Post. Okay. So we're going to chime in right now. Here we go. This is the president coming up to speak at the national
Eastern
prayer
time.
Breakfast.
That will be a must watch.
We're hearing
as
from
well.
Both sides all morning long. Here's the president.
Lots of applause here. Nancy Pelosi standing and applauding.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. I'm working very hard for you, I will tell you. And sometimes you don't make it easy, and I certainly don't make it easy on you. And I will continue that tradition, if I might, this morning. And Arthur, I don't know if I agree with you. But I don't know if Arthur's going to like what I'm going to say. But I love listening to you. It's really great. Thank you very much. And thank you, Congressman, for the great job you've been doing and the relationship and the help. You're a warrior. Thank you very much. And Kevin, you're a warrior. Thank you. The job you've done is incredible. It wasn't supposed to be that way. A lot of extra work, unnecessary work. It's wonderful to be with the thousands of religious believers for the 68th annual National Prayer Breakfast. I've been here from the first one where I had the privilege of being asked. I've been with you for a long time before that. And we've made tremendous progress. You know what we've done. I don't think anybody's done more than all of us together during this last 3 years. And it's been my honor. But this morning we come together as one nation blessed to live in freedom and grateful to worship in peace. As everybody knows, my family, our great country, and your president have been put through a terrible ordeal by some very dishonest and corrupt people. They have done everything possible to destroy us, and by so doing, very badly hurt our nation. They know what they are doing is wrong, but they put themselves far ahead of our great country. Weeks ago and again yesterday, courageous Republican politicians and leaders had the wisdom, fortitude, and strength to do what everyone knows was right. I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong.
Boom.
Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so.
Boom.
So many people have been hurt, and we can't let that go on. And I'll be discussing that a little bit later at the White House. We're joined today by two people whose faith inspires us all, our amazing, wonderful friend, Vice President Mike Pence, and his wonderful wife, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you to all of our great political leaders out there, so many that I've been working with so hard over the last 3 years, and we've accomplished so much, and to members of my cabinet in attendance, Secretary Mike Pompeo, Mark Esper, David Bernhardt, Gene Scalia, Alex Azar, Ben Carson, Dan Broillette, Betsy DeVos, Robert Wilkie, and Administrator Jovita Carranza. Joining us for this cherished tradition are a lot of friends in the audience. Many really have become friends. They are political leaders. They become great friends. That's all I get to meet anymore. That and the enemies and the allies, and we have them all. We have allies, we have enemies. Sometimes the allies are enemies, but we just don't know it. But we're changing all that. But thank you all, and thank you all for being here. I also want to welcome foreign dignitaries from more than 140 countries. That's something. Something. Everyone here today is united by a shared conviction. We know that our nation is stronger, our future is brighter, and our joy is greater when we turn to God and ask Him to shed His grace on our lives. On Tuesday, I address Congress on the State of the Union and the Great American Comeback. That's what it is. Our country has never done better than it is doing right now. Our economy is the strongest it has ever been. And for those of you that are interested in stocks, it looks like the stock market will be way up again today. According to the latest Gallup poll that just came out a little while ago, a few minutes ago, American satisfaction is at the highest level ever recorded. Can you imagine? And that's from Gallup, no friend of mine. 90% of Americans say they are satisfied with their personal lives. How about that? Isn't that something? Just came out today. They must have known I was going to be here. In everything we do, we are creating a culture that protects freedom and that includes religious freedom. As I said on Tuesday in the House chamber, in America, we don't punish prayer. We don't tear down crosses. We don't ban symbols of faith. We don't muzzle preachers. We don't muzzle pastors. In America, we celebrate faith. We cherish religion. We lift our voices in prayer, and we raise our sights to the glory of God. So much of the greatness we have achieved, the mysteries we've unlocked and the wonders we've built, the challenges we've met, and the incredible heights that we've reached has come from the faith of our families and the prayers of our people. Before America declared independence, patriots in all 13 colonies came together in days of fasting and prayer. In the bitter cold of Valley Forge, Washington and his men had no food, no supplies, and very little chance of victory. Reminded me a little bit of 2016. We had very little chance of victory, except for the people in this room, and some others believed we were going to win. I believed we were going to win. But what they did was have an unwavering belief that God was with them. I believe that too. God is with the people in this room. Before a single skyscraper rose up in New York City, thousands of poor American families donated all they could to build the magnificent St. Patrick's Cathedral. When Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon, he said, "Houston, I would like to request a few moments of silence." Then he read from the Bible. At every stage, our nation's long march for civil rights was inspired, sustained, and uplifted by faith, prayer, and devotion of religious believers. To protect faith communities, I have taken historic action to defend religious liberty, including the constitutional right to pray in public schools. We can also talk about the Johnson Amendment. We can talk about Mexico City policy. We've done a lot. But I also recently took executive action to stop taxpayer dollars from going to colleges and universities that spread the poison of anti-Semitism and bad things about Christianity. We are upholding the sanctity of life, sanctity of life. And we are doing that like nobody has ever done it before from this position. You better get out and vote on November 3rd. Because you have a lot of people out there that aren't liking what we're doing. And we're pursuing medical breakthroughs to save premature babies because every child is a sacred gift from God. Together we are building the world's most prosperous and inclusive society. We are lifting up citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. We are bringing hope to forgotten communities, and more Americans are working today. 160 million A little bit short, just a little bit. 160 million, we've never been even close than ever before. Think of it, more Americans are working today, almost 160 million than ever before. Our unemployment numbers are the best in the history of our country. Number and numbers that you hear me say if you listen, African American, Asian American, Hispanic American, the best unemployment numbers in the history of our country. Women, best in 71 years. Sorry, we'll have you there soon. Soon it will be historic. Have to apologize to the women. It's only 71 years. But the best unemployment numbers. We're doing things that nobody thought possible. We're setting records that nobody thought achievable. And to give former prisoners a second chance at life, which so many people in this room have worked on for so long, we passed criminal justice reform into law, and I signed it 9 months ago. And it's proving more and more that America is indeed a nation that believes in redemption. What's happened with prisoners is a miracle. Prisoners would come out, nobody would give them a job. And oftentimes, most of the time, almost all of the time, they'd go back into prison. They'd get caught doing something bad. They had no money, they had no hope, they had no job. Now they're coming out into a booming economy. And employers are hiring them, and to a certain extent, maybe because they're having a hard time getting people. First time in our country's history, actually, we're running out of people. We have plants moving in by the thousands. We have car companies coming from Japan and from Germany, from lots of other places, and we need people. And employers are hiring prisoners, and they would have never done it except for what we've done with criminal justice reform. But even before that, because the economy has become so powerful. And these prisoners have done an incredible job. The employers are saying, why didn't I do this 20 years ago? So it's an incredible thing what's happening to people that are given a second chance and sometimes a third chance, in all fairness. And it's something that everybody in this room should be very proud about, because you've always felt that way long before it was fashionable, so I want to thank you for that. As we revive our economy, we are also renewing our national spirit. Today we proudly proclaim that faith is alive and well and thriving in America, and we're going to keep it that way. Nobody will have it changed. It won't happen as long as I'm here. It will never, ever happen. Something which wasn't done nearly enough, I could almost say wasn't done at all. We are standing up for persecuted Christians and religious minorities all around the world. Like nobody has ever done. Last year at the United Nations, I was honored to be the first president to host a meeting of religious freedom. It was based all on religious freedom. That was the first meeting of its kind ever held at the United Nations. There I called upon all nations to combat the terrible injustice of religious persecution. And people listened. And countries that we give billions of dollars to, they listened because they had to listen. It's amazing how that works, isn't it? That nobody ever played that game before. Weeks ago, a 21-year-old woman who goes by the name of Mary was seized and imprisoned in Iran because she converted to Christianity and shared the gospel with others. In Venezuela, the dictator Maduro has arrested church leaders. At the State of the Union, I was honored to host the true and legitimate president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido. Good man. I told him that all Americans stand with the Venezuelan people in their righteous struggle for freedom. Yesterday, our administration launched the International Religious Freedom Alliance, the first ever alliance devoted to promoting religious liberty. It was something, really something. More than 25 countries have already joined our campaign. I want to thank Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, along with Ambassador Sam Brownback, who are both here this morning, for leading this historic initiative. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. All of us here today reaffirm these timeless truths. Faith keeps us free. Prayer makes us strong. And God alone is the author of life and the giver of grace. With us this morning is a pastor who embodies the miracle of faith and the power of prayer, Reverend Gerald Toussaint from Louisiana. Reverend Toussaint is an Army veteran, a truck driver, and a pastor. He leads the same church that his father led, Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, which has been a pillar of the community for more than 140 years. Last year, Mount Pleasant was one of three African-American churches in Louisiana that was destroyed in fires set by a wicked, hate-filled arsonist. Yet in the wake of such shocking evil, America witnessed the unshakable unity, devotion, and spirit of Reverend Toussaint and his entire, highly spirited, beautiful congregation. Families quickly came together in prayer. Soon people from all across Louisiana came to help any way they could. Americans in all 50 states and 20 different countries heard about it, and they donated more than $2 million to help rebuild Mount Pleasant and the other two churches that were there. On Easter Sunday, just days after he lost his church, Reverend Toussaint preached about what it all meant. What does it mean? The Easter season, he said, is a fitting metaphor for recent events. It was dark the day that Jesus was crucified. It was dark at night when they burned our church. What has happened since is like a resurrection. Old things are gone, but it's going to be a brand new start, and it's going to be better than ever, Reverend. Better than ever. Fantastic. And today, just 10 months later, the ground is cleared. Careful plans have been made, and they're beautiful plans. And construction is about to begin on the new and very, very magnificent Mount Pleasant Church. Congratulations. You know, the Reverend says that we're rebuilding because that's what Jesus does. He rebuilds. He lives. And he breathes. It's what he does. He wants it to be rebuilt. It was torn apart, but it's being rebuilt again. And I'll bet you it will indeed be bigger, better, and nicer than before. What do you think, Reverend? Yes? And it's going to have your mark on it. It did have, and now it have even great. And your father is looking down on you right now, and he's very, very proud of the job you've done. Thank you very much. Very much inspire us, Reverend. Thank you. Well, I want to just thank everybody. This has been very special. Tell your congregation that, and all of your people, that we have 350 million people in our country. They're proud Americans, and they respect what we're doing. Even those that you don't think so much like us, respect us, want to be with us, they're respecting our fight. And we are in a fight. Religion in this country and religion all over the world, certain religions in particular, are under siege. We won't let that happen. We are going to protect our religions. We are going to protect Christianity. We are going to protect our great ministers and pastors and rabbis and all of the people that we so cherish and that we so respect. America is eternally in the debt of our nation's African-American churches all throughout this country. That's why it's so fitting and so, it's one of the reasons we chose this particular church in Louisiana. For generations, they bravely fought for justice and lifted up the conscience of our nation. And we're grateful beyond any measure. But I can say that going beyond that, we're grateful to the people in this room for the love they show to religion. Not one religion, but many religions. They're brave. They're brilliant. They're fighters. They like people. And sometimes they hate people. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm trying to learn. It's not easy. It's not easy. When they impeach you for nothing, then you're supposed to like them. It's not easy, folks. I do my best. But I'll tell you what we are doing. We're restoring hope and spreading faith. We're helping citizens of every background take part in the great rebuilding of our nation. We're declaring that America will always shine as a land of liberty and light unto all nations of the world. We want every nation to look up to us like they are right now. We were not a respected nation. Just a few years ago, we had lost our way. Our country is respected again by everybody. This morning, let us ask Father in heaven to guide our steps, protect our children, and bless our families. And with all of our heart, let us forever embrace the eternal truth that every child is made equal by the hand of Almighty God. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. Most of that at the very end was extemporaneous. No teleprompter. Heartfelt from the President of the United States. That was really quite a speech, actually. And I think that time of healing, so to speak, he's taking all the plaudits right now. He's I think he's going to leave, actually. He's not sounding
all that healthy. That was a remarkable 30 minutes or so. The President of the United States giving his first extensive comments on his acquittal from the impeachment trial in the U.S.
He came out both barrels, actually, and made some uncomfortable comments in the presence of Nancy Pelosi, the witch hunting comments, basically, which I think was absolutely appropriate. And he's now moving off stage, and he will be leaving the venue. So anyway, Donald J. Trump, your president, when we woke up this morning, he was our president, of course, the day after the impeachment Both articles roundly defeated. There was really everybody saying there's no doubt. And, of course, everybody, if you haven't been through impeachment, now this is actually the second time in my life, third time in my life, believe it or not. Yeah, Nixon and Clinton and now this one. A lot of people don't understand, and I actually wrestled with it quite a bit myself. At times, you know, you're thinking, oh, they could vote him, and that, you know, they could, you know, there could be a two-thirds vote. And, of course, it was never, never in doubt in the Senate what was going to happen, that the acquittal was going to happen. It was basically about the numbers, you know, of votes that would be had. And, of course, there were two dynamics going on. First, if you are going to actually convict the president on both of the charges, then you'd have to get a two-thirds majority vote for conviction. And if he got conviction on both, in other words, 67 votes would have to be had. If you got both of those votes, then he'd be removed from office. And I'd be sitting here this morning saying, well, Donald J. Trump is not your president. But that was pretty much assured that they would never get to the threshold of 67 votes because they didn't even have the Democrats. Well, they had all the Democrats, but there was just no way you're going to get the Republicans because, remember, we had, what, 53 Republicans. 53 to 47 is the majority. There was just no way you're going to get that many Republicans that are going to jump on board with the Democrats. But you did get Mitt Romney on the first charge. And, of course, that's the abuse of power charge, which is almost laughable. Both charges are laughable because they're so legally weak. So, but you did get two votes, and you did get the votes went 52-48, excuse me, on the first one, and 53-47 on the other one. So that was again completely acquitted and exonerated, in my opinion. And Nancy Pelosi's not looking so good, nor the Democratic Party. Big victory is coming in November. Good for New California, by the way. And what about Mike Huckabee? We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A big announcement from New California State, of course, is that at the convention, Mike Huckabee will be one of the featured speakers. He's going to be with us basically to speak about New California. And we're really happy that Mr. Huckabee is actually going to be here with us. And we look forward to really, I think there's other great speakers, too. We're going to be announcing those here today. But it's really been quite a little ride, obviously, for New California. We're getting there. We're getting there. I mean, we really are truly getting there. And it's quite a little bit of a fight going on. But, you know, that's the way it goes. So it goes, as they say. And we know we're right on the money as far as New California is concerned. New California is going to become the 51st state. It is becoming the 51st state right now. A lot of people don't understand it per se, but guess what? Here it is, and it's going to be happening much sooner than you think. I think it's going to happen within a year, and I think that especially now with this whole situation with you know, the debacle, if you will, of the Democrats, it just basically opens it up wide open for New California in California. And that is something a lot of people might not totally understand yet, but it is clear signaling that New California is going to happen. And so you're going to hear a lot more about some of the other things that are happening in New California and in the weeks ahead and things that are basic to what we represent or what we stand for in New California is going to be, I think, a substantial, what's the word I'm looking for, a substantial leap in terms of joining the states. We'll be the 51st state, and then after that, shortly, I believe, you'll probably see the state of New Illinois. That's my prediction, Brad Holbrook and his crew out there. And Gina Merritt, I think, are going to be joining up with the 52nd state, and that's going to be another shocker. But you know, I think once the dust settles about New California, you'll see exactly why all this is going to happen, and how everything is going to actually break out for New California and the whole new I call it the new movement, the new state movement. Anyway, so we've got a lot of other things to announce that are coming up here in the next day or so for New California. But you can go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com, and also we'll have something up on Agenda 21 Radio, newcaliforniastate.com. We've got the press release, or not really the press announcement in the press section or the news section there, so you can read about Mike Huckabee and our announcement that we have for New California, returning freedom and prosperity to we the people. Join the movement. As we say on our bumper stickers, So yeah, we're really, really pleased to have that announcement going on. Okay, so you know the bigger news, I guess, is that there are this is what the headlines on Fox News says. If you were listening at the beginning, it says Trump proudly displays acquitted headlines mere feet from Pelosi at prayer breakfast. Yeah, he did, and it was the USA Today version. I think everybody needs to go out and grab a USA Today version. This is a historic moment, actually. And, of course, across the front page, it says, acquitted. Donald Trump acquitted, says President Donald holds up newspaper with the headline that reads acquitted at the 68th Annual National Prayer Breakfast at the Washington Hilton. And, of course he did. Of course he did. And the article goes on. There's another one, Washington Post, Trump acquitted. I don't know why they don't have it spelled with a capital K on the Washington Post. But, yeah, there's another one. That's really a great picture of him, actually. Trump acquitted picture. They've got a really good picture of him with that. And it says, the president brandished the headlines mere feet from Nancy Pelosi. And she was very humble this morning when she read it. She had a little prayer that she read as the Speaker of the House, and said, so that Trump first picked up a USA Today newspaper and presented it to the audience. He then put it down and picked up a copy of the Washington Post. And there you have it. There you have it. And, people are, I guess, elated about that. I think it's a great moment, actually, that this in fact happened. And Sean Fetch, who's that? Sean Fetch, he's running for some position. He's up here. Sean Fetch, president holds up a newspaper prayer breakfast. We'll retweet that one. And, it's pretty cool, actually. Pretty cool. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi was not happy at all. She was actually standing. It looked like it's almost surreal because if you're taking a look at the stage, on stage left is Trump. He's seated. On stage right is Nancy Pelosi. She's got her purple dress on, purple-blue dress. And he's up there receiving massive applause from the crowd, standing ovations, actually. And she's there just standing also. At some point, she's actually clapping with him and for him, which is I'm just sort of giving it out to you there. I think it was a very interesting juxtaposition that she's on stage right as she looks at the audience, and there he is. He's holding up the paper. We're watching the replay on this, and there she is looking at it like, oh, didn't expect that one. So early in the morning. Maybe you get a different Nancy early in the morning than you do late at night. That's the only thing I can think of, right? Replying to Sean Fetch, Donald Trump, love it, our president. This is some of the comments that are coming off the Twitter feed of Sean Fetch. Anyway, okay, we got a lot to cover in the next 2 hours, because the next 2 hours are coming up. And boy, it's really nice to be back in the saddle again, if you know what I mean. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
That there's still room for Mavericks.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. Of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. I'm trying to get this little thing playing on here. We got more soundtracks than we know what to do with. Okay. This apparently, what I'm trying to do here, what the heck did they do with it? Gosh, come on. Triggering seems to be the thing. And I don't know if I'm not going to play this right now. We got a triggering incident. I got to play it. It's from my old alma mater, Arizona State, and where you see some people being triggered by Trump. I don't understand the liberal mind when they see the Trump sign and they blow up. I just don't get that. But, you know, some people, they just don't know how to contain themselves. But, you know, if you're a student and you've been hammered for the last 8 to 10 years in school, in junior high and high school, you've been programmed, you know, and you get the colleges and the college and universities, you know, they have the same kind of dogma going on, the total denunciation of the United States and all this other good stuff. You're bound to be triggered by certain visuals just because of your programming. That's really what happens. And it's really an amazing situation, especially in our schools. And, of course, that's a lot of kids are no longer with their families. That's the other thing. So they've grown up with surrogates. That's the state of our country right now. There's a lot of rebuilding that has to be done with families. There's no question about that. That is really the mission field, I think, mostly for Christians and in all of the various religions that are out there right now, is rebuilding the family. And then, of course, rebuilding schools, government schools even. And, of course, that's where New California comes in. New California is going to be a game changer in terms of public education. Let me tell you, none of this business that you've heard about in California, California university system and all the brainwashing that's gone on, that's over. Nine, niet, nada, gone when New California happens. And by the way, New California will be a new state. It'll be the 51st state. We're looking at about a year from now. It's going to be going before Congress. So that's a fact. The stars are aligning, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, if you did not hear, the big announcement, of course, is that Governor Huckabee will be one of the featured speakers at New California's 6th Constitutional Convention, February 28th and 29th in San Luis Obispo. You can go to the website and check it out. Buy your tickets from Eventbrite. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.